Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, today is my daughter's 37th birthday. Don't know that that means I'm getting older. But it's been great to be a dad for those 37 years, and to be able to help raise up a daughter that loves Jesus. And so this week we're talking and praying about being righteous. As I talked about yesterday in Sunday's message, there's a little bit of tension when the Bible says there is none righteous, and yet tells us our righteousness has to exceed that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law in order to enter heaven. And so what does that look like? And as we talked about on Sunday throughout the message, is the difference is whether we're trying to do it on our own or whether we're trusting in the righteousness of Christ. And so today we're going to focus in and each morning throughout the week on a different aspect of the righteousness that God wants us to have, that He declares for us. And today we're going to talk and pray on pursuing righteousness. It is something that we obtain through Jesus. But it's through that wholehearted pursuit. It's related to God saying that if we seek Him, we'll find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. The same can be said about righteousness. Because it's a righteousness found in Christ, it requires a pursuit on our part to desire it, to chase after it, to long for it. 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." The foundation for pursuing righteousness and these other godly characteristics is our willingness and our practice of calling upon the Lord with a pure heart. A heart purified by Jesus. Even though there are none righteous, the Bible says that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, allowing us to be declared righteous in the sight of God because He sees His Son. It's reminiscent of the Israelites leaving Egypt and God instructing them to branch of the hyssop, brush the blood of the lamb on the doorpost of their house. And by doing so, the angel of death that was striking all of Egypt, taking the firstborn son of every household, would pass by those homes. Thus, the celebration of Passover. It's not that they were any more righteous or any less righteous than anyone else. It's that looking upon them, what God saw was the blood of the Lamb. And that was enough. And when we pursue righteousness out of a pure heart, what God sees is the blood of the Lamb. And declares that this is a righteous person. The contrast is the evil desires of youth. And you may say, as I might say, well, I'm not youthful anymore. Well, the evil desires of youth have no magical expiration date that all of a sudden we no longer desire some of those things. Now, there are things that we mature out of, that no longer tempt us. But generally, they're replaced by different things that tempt us, that are just as evil. But there are also those youthful desires that, well, seem to follow us into whatever age we might live to. And when we flee something, we're typically moving away from it with haste. It's not a casual, I'll get away somehow. It's very intentional. It's usually very quick. And God's instruction is, as we're moving away from evil quickly and intentionally, be intentional about what you're moving towards. It does no good to run from one danger into a different danger. As we flee the evil desires of evil, the things that would easily entrap us, we run towards God. We pursue righteousness. We use that same energy in getting away from danger to run towards life. And it's a righteousness that is found as we pursue peace and love, as we pursue community with fellow believers. As we live with a heart and mind purified by Christ Himself. The Bible tells us that we are to be renewed, to be made new in our mind. As we live with the transformation power of Jesus and His declaration ought to be more than just words in our life. They ought to proclaim through our life that righteousness is here. That it protects me, as we talked about yesterday. That it's seen by God as the presence of His Spirit within us. And so today, there may be a variety of things that you chase after. You may have reached a stage in life where you think, I don't really chase after anything. I'm content to sit and watch. But chasing after evil doesn't always involve movement. It involves intention. And pursuing righteousness involves an opposite intention. And so whatever you're doing, set your mind on things above. Pursue the righteousness that's found in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be righteous. Not because we've earned it, not because we've become good at it, but because we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And it's in that cleansing that we're declared righteous. And because of that declaration, it ought to be our desire to pursue a life of righteousness, a life that pleases and honors the One who has set us free, a life that flees from evil, and not just the actions of evil, but the evil desires, that we would be transformed in our mind as it's renewed by this living Spirit that You've put within us. And so, God, today, as we consider what life looks like, help us to be aware of the temptations of evil that surround us. Those things that repulse us that we think we would never be involved in. But more importantly, those things that, well, are attractive. That we would flee from them. And in our running away from those temptations and desires that would ensnare us, may we be very deliberate in running towards righteousness, towards you. God, today, help us to live as those who have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. May we proclaim a righteousness to all who would come, who would pursue, who would chase after you, who would find you. That we would lift up Jesus as the source, as the way that that's possible. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.